Good morning, 7:40 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our chat with State Representative Doug Blex on the line. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good, Pawn. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Good to have you on here, and nice. Well, we're getting a little bit of rain. We're still behind, but the month of May was not too bad for Coffeyville, but I know even some places in Montgomery County got quite a bit less than we got down here, so we're always counting every drop.
Yes, we are. We're hoping and praying. The pond filling rains haven't come yet to really get ponds up to a level, but at least it's been a blessing to see the grass grow. I guess if you're looking in the cattle business and for hay and forage, it's good. If you're mowing lawns, it's maybe not so good.
That's right. Well, there's always the balance, that's for sure. But hey, it's first of the month, so we're talking a little bit of revenue today.
Okay, our May revenue estimates were actually, again, 4.7% above estimates, but that's somewhat misleading for the month of May because what started that was mainly the corporate income tax had a huge increase, but individual income taxes were 2.9% below the estimates, as well as retail sales were about 3% below the estimate. So, however, we're from a year ago, which we do some comparisons that from 2022, we were almost 6% down. So, sales tax, income tax revenues are actually been declining the last couple of months, which breaks a big long-standing trend of revenue being above. However, corporate income tax collections was up very high this year, I think like 77% above the estimates. So a couple things that we passed, created that. But at the same token, revenue is still good and holding, and we do have a really good surplus this year.
Well, of course, yeah, always interesting to hear those updates, and also kind of an update on some property tax rebates you want to talk about?
Yeah, there's one thing that people may not know, and this bill we actually passed in 22, and generally speaking, if when the legislature has a session, most of the bills that we pass will take effect unless there's something specific in a bill that will may delay the enactment. Most of that is July 1 of that following year. Like for this coming July, the bulk of the bills that we passed this past session will become effective. But one that we passed a year ago, and sometimes there's a little bit of a lag time, that we have a property tax rebate that we passed in 2022 that would allow it is tax relief for seniors that were over 65 and or disabled veterans. If they had at least a 30% disability, they would be eligible for a property tax reduction. And that's an application process that you have to either get on the website with Department of Revenue and get that form. And it has a few requirements, but we've already paid out over $800,000 in refunds. So if you are over 65, a disabled veteran, and your income, total household income, is less than $50,000, then you would be eligible. And of course, there's a cap on a home. Your home cannot be appraised at more than $350,000, which is generally most of the county appraisers will have a value on your home. So get in that. I mean, if you're on that, county treasurer can probably help you at the local counties or certainly Department of Revenue website. If you are in that group to be eligible, a lot of people don't really maybe realize that or understand it, but it is a benefit on property taxes that certainly a senior or disabled veteran. And also other things that people may not know that was included in that big bill we passed a year ago, that CRP, Conservation Reserve Program, was highly erodible land that was converted to grassland from cropland. And in the process, the overall thought was that if we ever had some kind of a national food emergency, that land could be converted back to crop. But the problem of it is it was being taxed at cropland rates versus the grassland. So that's an important part of a tax reduction that was a year ago. And also, and I'm talking about stuff a year ago, but it's kind of important because it is in effect now. If you have a major disaster on a property and it's destroys 50% of it or has a damage, the county now has the authority to abate your property taxes and kind of prorate them. And another issue for farmers, previously, like in the state of Oklahoma, you go down there, and there's no sales tax on fencing. And in Kansas, that's always been a case. Also in that bill, if you go like to your local orchardist farm store, and you can now get a sales tax exemption on fencing that's for agriculture. So those are kind of important things. That was a good bill we passed. This year we weren't so fortunate. We had a lot of surplus in our checking account, and even pretty good, about $1.8 billion in our rainy day, but we didn't give any tax credits and cuts. Governor vetoed a big portion of that. She didn't like the flat single rate tax primarily. But so anyhow, we're sitting on a lot of money, but we did get quite a few things done in 2023, and like I said earlier, they will be effective in July of 23. So I'll pause here for a minute if you've got any comments or any.
Yeah, well, it is interesting to hear about, you know, some of the bills that are kind of coming back into focus now that they will be taking effect. I, for one, did not actually know that about CRP, that the thought is being that it could be converted back into, you know, an actual, you know, usable field. And I mean, well, some of the CRP I've seen, you know, I'm like, wow, that would take a little bit of work, but I'm sure that there are some requirements and that sort of thing on that. But that just kind of struck me as one of the more interesting ones personally here, because just I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, and that's kind of reason, you know, we the average person, once we get through the legislative session, and we try to give updates and for all the local representatives and senators here, and that helps, but not everybody's tuned in at that time, and sometimes we just miss things, and you know, it is important to know those things, because property taxes is one of our most despised taxes that we as legislators hear about from our constituents. So any kind of a break that we can give, and either through that to our seniors and or property tax relief is a good thing.
Sure. Yep. Especially, I know people seem to always complain about too many taxes. So, hey, anything else? Any other items that were passed last year that are going to be taking effect July 1st that you want to mention?
Well, last year, and most of them are probably your income taxpayer would know that, teacher supplies, if they buy, if you're a teacher and purchase school supplies for the student, which most of the teachers do, we allowed up to $250 tax credit, so that would just be a straight credit on your relief from your income tax. And then of course the residential property tax, and we've really played with that for 2 years. That was originally the first $20,000 of your home value was exempt, and a year ago we bumped that up to $40,000, and then this year we actually bumped it up to $60,000. So there'll be some property tax relief, at least in what your value is, even though the value of homes has gone up a lot. So, and I'll talk a little bit about the new, just kind of highlight some of the new stuff that will probably be come into effect on July of this year. In the education field, the schools are fully funded constitutionally. And we passed a new interstate compact, which would allow teachers that have a license in another state to be able to come over into Kansas and simplify and shorten that process to the time that they can get their license to teach. And that'll help alleviate a lot of a teacher shortage. And that'll be effective, like, say, July. Certainly fairness in women's sports. Biological males cannot, you know, participate in women's sport. And another, people may not know, if you're homeschooling or have a private school, they can actually compete in your local school district athletics. If there's a fee, they have to pay those, but that would allow a student, as long as they're meeting the academic requirements and the requirements, to pay that. So that's kind of some of the education things that we passed this year, kind of highlighted. And, of course, my big star that I've really worked hard on was the water bill that will be $35 million that will be available to cities, towns, some benefits to conservation districts to be able to address water issues. That was about $35 million, and that will take effect again in July. And other things I get contacts about, the reality, we have people probably heard about ESG, environmental, social governance, and we passed a bill that says our Kansas pensions funds for our CAPRs do not have to be invested based on that kind of a score, or ESG score, which is kind of a crazy deal. We want to invest money where we can make the most, and not necessarily some woke requirement that somebody may have. So that was another kind of a highlight that I get quite a few questions about. As far as our workforce, we continue to have problems getting, you know, employers finding workers. So we've expanded an apprenticeship program, which I really have been a strong supporter of, that employers can actually take a tax credit for establishing an apprenticeship program. That may be for a younger worker, probably more than likely, that can get in there, so the employer can get a tax credit, and I think that'll really go a long ways. One of the problems I hear from employers is these young kids graduate from high school, and they really have very little job experience. Some of them even none. They've never worked in their life, and either their parents give them allowance, or maybe a local McDonald's, which is not always a good career path for a lot of them. So they'll be able to get that credit and get an apprenticeship there. Medical student loans, we got a big shortage of doctors. If they're willing to work into an underserved area, they would be willing to have some loan forgiveness over time if they're willing to work in Kansas. I think I recall way back when they'd done that with teachers, and trying to encourage that. So that is a way of encouraging people to professions where we have a shortage for one reason or the other. And a real important issue this year that it will be a change we're going to have a presidential primary on March the 19th of 2024, and this is the first time Kansas has had a presidential primary for a long time. Prior to that, the prior years, when we select a presidential nominee for our state, that our delegates are somewhat obligated, or pretty well obligated, to vote for in the Electoral College process. That's been done with a caucus, and a caucus is a lot different than a primary. This will be state-funded. This will be going in to vote in the polling places, just like when how we normally vote. Prior to that, caucuses, each party would get together, hold a local caucus, and you can actually, electioneering is allowed at a caucus, whereas in a primary, you can't legally have a campaign sign within so many feet of a polling place. So that's going to be new. The state will be paying for that. It's going to cost around $4 to $5 million. They'll probably will not have as many of the polling places. County clerks in most counties, election officers will determine that. So they may be a combined process. But March 2024 is going to be coming up pretty quick, and it will be. We're already seeing a lot of TV ads and stuff on the presidential primary.
Yep, it's going to
be kind of some important things that we'll be coming up, kind of a little bit of a highlight.
Yeah, I know that advertising, it'll be starting up here. We're talking with State Representative Doug Blacks. And, sir, as we kind of wrap up here, I just wanted to ask you real quick on the apprenticeship, which I think that program and tax credit is certainly interesting. I know that, you know, employers are definitely, there's a need for a skilled workforce in Montgomery County and elsewhere. Do you know how, if a business is looking to take advantage of that tax credit, how they can actually do that? What's the best avenue there?
Well, I think, yeah, there'll be an application process that, you know, would be through the Department of Revenue. Like I say, it will be a tax credit to where they will actually get a reduction on their amount of taxes
okay.
they pay for hiring so many. And that could be high school students bringing them in, say, part-time school program, and be able, because we've always had problems with, like, workman's comp, who covers what, is the school responsible, the employer responsible, and I've been a tremendous strong advocate of work apprenticeships. I think one, they tend to keep kids in Kansas. And looking back at my life, at that age, you don't really know what's going on. So it gives them an opportunity to have a work a job and see, hey, do I want to do this the rest of my life? So
sure.
I think it's a good program.
Yeah, and obviously, yeah, and something, you know, working with some of those school guidance counselors, that sort of thing, I think it sounds like a great plan. Well, hey, sir, as we kind of wrap up today, anything else that you'd like to share with us in the last few seconds?
Well, we have, we passed a new, as far as another workforce, if you're now less than 59, that was previously 49, and without dependents and are not disabled, the state of Kansas, if you're taking any kind of an assistance, Medicaid or something, we will be providing job opportunities, which is, I think, very important to keep people working, gives them that sense of integrity and self-worth. You know, in my opinion, it's a hand up rather than a hand out. So had a little bit of controversy over that, but, we increased the age, and I see the federal government as just has a similar bill in the federal system to where they will allow for job training. If you're not working at least 30 hours a week, you must take some kind of a job training or in school. So the goal is to better yourself, dig yourself up out of some hard times maybe, and get into a better paying job and get off the tax rolls.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there, sir. Thank you so much. State Representative Doug Blacks calling in here on the Mighty 690. Sir, you have a great month, and we'll talk to you in July.
All righty. Have a good one. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you calling in here this morning. And we do that the first Friday of every month, talking with Mr. Doug Blacks. And we have news coming up here on KGGF.